Microcast 12, podcatching thoughts. I was trying to get into some sort of routine microcasting. It's been somewhat delayed by a 4-week cold and a chest infection. To help me with this process, I've been thinking a bit about how I listen to podcasts and how that's changed over the years. Way back when, the revolution in listening was the pod bit of podcasting. You could load up your digital player from your computer and listen on the move. This started me listening on my train commute to work at that time. The idea of having to sync audio to the iPod from a desktop seems pretty ridiculous now, but it was amazing then. At that point, I was mostly listening to other teachers and their classes and educational podcasts. My collaborator on EduTalk, David Noble's Buruch, was an early listen, as with Boggs Branko's Year 3 or 4 Kids from the USA. Over the years, my listening to casts has ebbed and flowed, depending very much on my commuting pattern. I probably peaked in 2015, when I was spending 4 hours or more on the train, bus and on foot commuting. And that seemed to parallel at the same time an increase in longer multi-participant podcasts, some of them lasting an hour or two or even more, and that worked out fine when I had all that time. I've now settled down to a routine of 40 minute drives to and from school. I listen to Radio 4 on the way in, catching up on the news, and podcasts on the way home. I've also changed podcatchers, moving from Overcast to Castro. This means I can subscribe to lots of podcasts, but only queue up and download the episodes I'm going to actually listen to. I've noticed that I'm favouring shorter podcasts. Some of the long ones would take most of a 5-day week for me to listen through. And I've discovered microcasts. These are short, usually under 5-minute podcasts. I suppose they're like Audioboo or Anchor Audio, except usually independent of a service. I guess when I think about it, I've been microcasting for a while, mostly with Audioboo. I've made over the years quite a few short interviews or thought pieces in the move, along with really short field recordings. I just didn't know there were microcasts. After I blogged a workflow from podcasting on my phone, I got a comment from Henrik Carlson. Henrik's a microcaster and he maintains an OPML directory of microcasts. Since then I've joined micro.blog and I've found a few more microcasters there. Notably Colin Walker, who was producing 2 microcasts a week until he got voice problems. Hopefully he'll find his voice again very soon. Queuing up Colin's microcast was a gateway to add more to my 40 minute drive. Manson Rees, the creator of micro.blog's cast regularly, and a pop-up couple of new ones have popped up. Aaron Parecki, an indie web proponent, Adam Proctor, an educator, have started up. Colin DeVore, a microblogging developer, has a lovely feed that mixes tech, which goes a wee bit above my head, with field recordings of crickets. I'm really enjoying listening to several shorter podcasts and finding other ones to fill the gap. Not all microcasts, but most certainly are under an hour. Listening to longer casts often gives you a sense of being one of the gang. Podcasting like radio can be intimate, but I'm currently really enjoying a variety. It also enables me, I think, easier to listen to a short podcast, which is maybe outside my field or over my head a wee bit. It's also making me rethink my podcasting. I think maybe I'm too self-indulgent when chatting to a guest, and some extra prep would make a tighter and maybe shorter show. The other thing that's changed my listening recently is Huffduffer. Huffduffer lets you add any audio you find on the internet to your Huffduffer account, which provides an RSS feed to which you can subscribe in your podcatcher. I started using it way back when it came out, and for a while I changed to my own sort of Dropbox-based system. But I'm now back with Huffduffer and using a related service, Huffduff Video. The latter extracts an MP3 file from a YouTube video and adds it to your Huffduffer. It also handles SoundCloud audio, getting around the fact you quite often can't find an MP3 on an interesting SoundCloud podcast. Huffdaver let me pick up one-offs, often recommended audio, add them to my RSS feed, which pushes them into Castro, and also lets me listen to YouTube videos while driving. These approaches mean I'm listening to a greater variety of podcasts in and outside my bubble. It's also helping me think a bit about the content of my own microcasts, and I'm hoping to widen what I talk about over the next few casts. This one's probably slightly longer than a microcast should be, but I hope it's been an interesting listen. Thanks if you have. Cheers.